And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. A brilliant morning is half over in Rosehaven, Long Island, and in the Noble's household, Mary's been busy for some time. Right now, we find her coming into the dining room through the pantry. And as she puts a plate down in front of her husband, we hear...
Oh, be careful, Larry. That plate is hot.
I'll be very cautious, Mary. Isn't this rather special service, having you bring me my breakfast in person?
Well, it was such a lovely day, and Phoebe had a chance to go to a picnic, so I let her have the day off.
I see. Oh, it's very good, Mary. Everything's just right.
Oh, that's good, dear. There's plenty of hot coffee in the pot, so help yourself when you want more.
Say, if it's such a fine day, why don't we gather up our family and have a picnic of our own?
Well,
or go down to the beach. Get into a nice sheltered cove if it's windy, and maybe I can get the sailboat in the water.
Oh, it's all right with me, Larry, if you'd like to go.
Good. Aren't you going to sit down and have a cup of coffee with me, Mary? Do I have to eat in solitary splendor?
Well, I had a few things to do, Larry, and I...
No, please keep me company. I hate to eat alone.
Well, all right.
Ah, that's better. There you are.
I was just thinking...
What?
Maybe we could get Tom Bryson to come down here from New York if I call him right away. We haven't seen him in ages.
Well, you could try his apartment. And if he can't get here in time, he could drive straight over to the club.
Yes, I think I'll try him. Although, perhaps I'd better wait.
What for?
I just thought about Claudia Vincent. Perhaps she won't like the idea of going on a picnic with all of us.
Nonsense. Why shouldn't she like it?
Some people just don't, Larry.
Well, why not ask her?
She isn't up yet.
Oh, well, then... Oh, hang it all, Mary. Don't be so difficult about Claudia.
Difficult? I only said we ought to wait and see if our house guest would like to go on the picnic. Just a simple question of manners, that's all.
All right, we'll wait. But it's not like you to go on like that about someone staying with us.
I wasn't aware that I was going on at all. You're just trying to find fault.
Oh, I wasn't doing anything of the sort. And besides, all this nonsense about whether Claudia would like to go on a simple family picnic is a waste of time. Of course she'd like to go. There's nothing so terribly important about a little picnic, is there? If you want me to go to the village for any groceries, just give me a list.
Oh, I won't need anything. There's plenty here. I'll get Maud Marlowe to help me fix sandwiches. She's in the kitchen now.
Okay. Holler if you need any help, Mary.
I will. Oh, Larry.
Huh?
I wonder if we couldn't get Florence Baker to let her son Stanley go along with Larry Jr.
Oh, gee, Mary, I don't know what to say. She put on an awful show the other day. I'd keep away from her.
But if she came over just to make peace with us...
Maybe she came over to make peace, but she went away prancing and fuming like a war horse.
Well, I don't see why. What did you do or say to make her so angry all over again?
Nothing. Nothing at all. And you needn't look at me in that speculative way. Florence Baker just decided to be troublesome. She has a special talent for it, and that's all there is to it.
All right, darling. But I still think I'll phone her to see if Stanley can come along. Then I'll try Tom Bryson. But first, I want to go out to the kitchen to talk with Maud.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Larry.
Oh, great guns, Claudia. You scared me. Didn't hear you come down.
No, I'm sorry, my dear. Perhaps I ought to wear a bell, huh?
Here, let me help you. Sit down. Did you sleep well?
Thanks, Larry. Yeah, I guess I slept some. I was so excited about the play, I couldn't put it down. See, I must look a sight this morning.
No, you look fine, Claudia.
My poor eyes must have circles under them. My hair's a disgrace, Larry. I do hope you'll forgive me for coming to the table like this.
I said you look fine.
But I didn't know you'd be having breakfast at the same time, or... Well, I'd have put on something more appropriate.
That looks very attractive to me.
But it definitely is filmy. And I feel sure I should wear something prim and subdued.
Oh, nonsense. What do you have for breakfast?
Anything at all. Just the same as I usually have, if you ring for the maid.
Well, you see, Phoebe isn't here today. She got the day off.
Oh. Well, in that case, is that a pot of coffee, Larry?
Yes, just freshly made. Here, let me pour you a cup.
Oh, thanks. That'll be a lifesaver.
It's a splendid day out. How would you like to go on a picnic, Claudia?
Oh, Larry, you're not serious.
Well, yes, why?
Well, whoever thought up such an idea?
I did. Oh. I thought it'd be fun to go to the beach and find a nice sheltered cove and settle down. I'd kind of like to get my boat in the water soon. And besides, it's the easiest way to feed the family on a day like this.
Oh, I see. Well, that's very different. Oh, aren't you sweet, Larry? You're so thoughtful about so many little things. How can you find time to think of everything when there's so much on your mind? Larry, how can you be so tender and considerate when you have half the women of this country swooning at the very thought of you?
Oh, come now. That's a little thick. But you really mean you don't mind going on a picnic?
I think it'll be absolutely lovely, particularly since it's your idea. I'll take along my sunglasses, and I'll just study and study this script. I'll bet that by evening I'll have Sheila's part in your play, letter perfect.
Good for you. But it sounds like rather a grim way to spend the day.
Oh, no, it isn't, Larry. It's thrilling to me. But just to think that I'm here in this very house, under the same roof with you, and that you're going to let me read for you, or even let me play that big scene from the play with you. Oh, Larry, that's too wonderful.
It's a very simple request. If you'd really like to try it, I mean.
But it's the most magnificent thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, but that's ridiculous. Now, look here, Claudia. Aren't you going to have any breakfast?
But I thought you said your maid was out, Larry.
Well, she is, but there's plenty of everything.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of bothering anyone, Larry. It doesn't matter in the least.
No, it's all wrong. Just you tell me what you want, and I'll go out and see that you get it.
Larry, you wouldn't.
Well, certainly.
Well, I only want some fruit juice, darling, and some hot rolls and jam.
No eggs, no bacon?
Mm-mm. That'll be more than enough. Oh, and Larry, I do appreciate your thoughtfulness.
Well, you just wait right here.
I won't move till you get back.
Good, good. Say, Mary.
Oh, hello, darling. I'm busy making sandwiches.
Oh, well, I just wondered...
Want to hand me that butter dish, Larry? Right over there. I've had it on the back of the stove to melt so I could spread it.
Sure. There you are. Where's Maud Marlowe?
Oh, she went upstairs to tidy up the rooms a bit so we wouldn't be held up.
Oh. Well, in that case...
Did you have enough to eat, darling?
Oh, yes, plenty.
I sent Larry Jr. over to the baker's with a note. I thought that would be the best way to handle that. He isn't back yet. And I couldn't reach Tom, so of course he won't be able to be with us.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, but of course he couldn't have stayed overnight with us anyhow. And the traffic will probably be heavy.
Huh? Why couldn't he stay?
Well, darling, his room. I mean...
Yes, I know. Claudia, you don't have to say it, Mary.
I only said it...
He could sleep in Larry Jr.'s room, couldn't he? Two perfectly good beds in there.
Yes, I suppose so, but I couldn't get him, so it doesn't matter. How many sandwiches do you think you can eat?
Better make plenty. Say, where do you keep rolls and stuff?
Rolls over in the bread box, darling, at the end of the shelf.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they ought to be warmed up.
Warmed up? What for?
Where do you keep jams and jellies and things?
What in the world are you after, Larry? I thought you said you had plenty. Oh, dear. Sit right down here and let me get you what you want. You know you'll never find your way around the kitchen.
Oh, I don't want it for myself. I just came out to get some rolls and things and... Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Right. Fruit juice in the refrigerator?
I don't know that there's any freshly squeezed. What kind of fruit juice?
Oh, orange juice, I suppose. Where's the thing you squeeze them with? I'll do it.
What in the world has come over you, Larry? Why all this sudden activity?
I'm just getting some rolls and fruit juice and stuff for Claudia.
Oh, where is she? Did she ring for you or what?
Oh, no, honey, don't say such things. She's waiting in the dining room. I offered to get her just a little something to eat. That's
oh, Larry. Well, wonders never cease. In all the years I've known you, this is the first time.
All right. Just fix me up a little tray. Be a good girl, darling. Please.
Mary puts a small tray on the center kitchen table, and then she begins to assemble the necessary food. As Larry stands helplessly by, wishing he hadn't allowed himself to get into this particular situation. But be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.